A new photography exhibition that gets underway in Prague on Thursday takes a novel approach to one of the thorniest subjects in modern Czech history, the massacres that took place during the expulsion of millions of Germans at the end of World War II. Photographer Lukáš Houdek has reconstructed some of those actual events using Barbie and Ken dolls. Ahead of the opening of The Art of Killing, Houdek told Ian Willoughby about how he prepared for the unusual project.
I was searching in the archive materials, in some historical studies, and also between the people who just saw the cases or their family members were killed this way. And I tried to reconstruct the situations as they happened. Of course, I cannot know exactly what exactly happened, like how somebody was standing there or these kind of things, but I tried to be as believable as I could be.
What is your own relationship to this subject? I believe you yourself are from the Sudetenland.
Yes, I come from Sudetenland, from Stříbro. That was German town before the war, like almost 100%. And my family came there in 50s. So they just came and they got some of the houses that were left by the Germans.
So your house when you were a child was a house that had been previously occupied by Germans?
Not exactly. I already was grown up in block of flats, but my grandmother, she lived in this house still, and so my childhood was happening there also, because I spent my childhood with my granny also. With my cousins, we were like trying to hide, we were trying to seek the treasures that Germans left, because that was normally said that Germans were just hiding some of the jewelry. So we were just playing this kind of games that we want to find the jewelry that they hid.
Do you think it's fair to say that this subject is back in the news these days? I know recently there was a new documentary about the situation in Nový Bor, where there was a massacre at the end of the war. Also, the Beneš decrees were an issue in the recent presidential elections. Is the subject back in the news?
I think it is, but I'm kind of surprised. I mean, it was not my plan to come with the topic in this time, but of course you have to plan the exhibition, so we decided it's in November, so we couldn't expect it will happen. And I was quite surprised that it came out, and I was shocked, honestly. And in the other hand, I'm very happy that we are coming in this time, because it's still very fresh and people are still ready to discuss, I think. So I think it's good timing.
Am I right in thinking that you are critical of the typical Czech approach to that subject of the expulsions?
Yes, exactly. I mean, I don't try to judge the expulsion or the murders, because of course people were angry after the war, and it's very hard to judge it now. But what I don't like, and what I would like to show, is just to show the cases, to say that they really existed, and I want the public to say, yes, this happened, and maybe we should talk about it. So that's why I did it. I mean, I'm critical in the opinions of the public and their reactions, because they get really aggressive when you start to speak about this.
The Art of Killing begins on Thursday at Prague's National Technical Museum, while some photos from Lukáš Houdek's series will also be displayed on what is known as the Art Wall at the embankment Nábřeží Kapitána Jaroše. You are listening to Radio Prague, the international service of Czech Radio.